Good evening and welcome. Thank you for joining us. This is our program, Global Time with Jesus Christ, and our brothers and our sisters of the Newark Gospel Tabernacle Assembly and Family, we are gathered here to, just like the song said, that we just finished hearing the intro, the words are, come, now is the time to worship. And certainly it's a call by God for us to come close. Well, our focus on this session of prayer, on our prayer cast tonight, for just maybe about an hour or so, is 21 days of humility and brokenness. 21 days of humility and brokenness. And once again, as I see more and more persons are joining us, thank you and welcome. Thank you for joining us. Now, I just want to set the temperature and direction for our prayer cast tonight. Give us a sense of our being smack in the center of God's plan and purposes as we engage in this session of prayer. Over in the Second Chronicles of chapter 14 of Second Chronicles and verse 4 through 6, there is an incident occurred, and it's recorded there. And it has to do with the king of Judah. His name is Asa. And it says that Asa commanded Judah to seek the Lord, the God of their fathers. And I'm reading from the Amplified Version. To inquire of and for him and crave him as a vital necessity, and to obey the law and the commandments. Also, Asa took out all the cities of Judah, the idolatrous high places, those are the altars to idols, and incense altars, and the kingdom had rest under his reign. And he built 45 cities in Judah, for the land had rest. He had no war in those years, for the Lord gave him peace. Well, do you want rest for your land? Do you want peace? Personal and corporate peace. Well, God has given us a formula. And the formula for rest and peace, as we see in the scriptures, this is not just a story recorded for our pleasure. It is there as examples to us, and that's what Paul said. These things are written for examples to us. And the example we see here is that once the command went out to seek the Lord who was and is God of all the way back from their forefathers, and to inquire of him. In other words, seek him with depth to find out what he wants, what he desires, and to crave him as a vital necessity. In other words, to see yourself not, we're to see ourselves not being able to just go forward without him. Needing him so much, we crave him. Have you ever been so hungry or wanting a particular thing to eat that you craved it? Well, this is what's being described here. And so they craved after God, and they obeyed the law and the commandment. And as a result, there was no war, there was peace. Life was able to go on in a normal fashion for many, many years because they sought God and inquired of him and craved after him as a vital necessity. Not after any other agendas, any other thing, which then is an idol. If it comes before him, it's an idol. And just one last scripture I just want to point out to you, because we're in this fast, this consecration for war. And the war is not someone we're attacking. We're not attacking anyone. Our first war is against the flesh, our own flesh, and its tendencies. We have to win that battle first. And then we can go to other levels of warfare. But the first war is for supremacy of our spirit over our flesh, over our ego, over our will. And that's the one, the first one we want to win, the first battle. Now, Daniel, he showed us how to do that as well. It says that I, Daniel, mourned for 3 full weeks. I refused to have pleasant food. And then we see the result of his mourning. He was mourning because of the condition of his people. And, of course, his own condition, because he first repented of his sins. You know, many believe that the only time you go and repent for sins and go to the altar is when you first saved, not understanding the imagery of the tabernacle, that they came again and again bringing sacrifices for sin. We still have to do that. Of course, Jesus is not crucified again and again. He is crucified once and for all. But the blood is there for our cleansing. If we're, you know, confessing our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. So we see the imagery of the tabernacle there, the brazen laver, the place of sacrifice. Then the brazen altar, the bronze altar, place of sacrifice. Then following that, the brazen laver, place of cleansing, and so on, and so on. So I'm just sharing that so that we can be in perfect alignment with God's plan and will. Our hearts will be in the right place. And we see that from the first day, verse 12 says that Daniel prayed. It says, from the first day that you set your mind and heart to understand, that is to seek God and get the understanding. This is what the angel said to Daniel. From the first day that you set your mind and heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard. Why is it that humility is so important, so critical? The Bible is filled with examples of men and women of God who caused important supernatural shifts in the heavenlies according to God's agenda. Well, I believe that a supernatural shift is needed at this point. If we just note the conditions in our world and around our communities, in our very families, we would have to know that a supernatural shift is needed. So that is why we are gathered here, taking this time to seek God. Well, praise the Lord. Well, I have your lines open, and when you speak, you will be heard. You'll be heard among us and to whoever else is listening. And we hope that the principalities and powers are also listening. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask Sister Christine LeMay. I believe she's on with us. And are you on, Christine? Okay. If she's not on, I'm sure it wouldn't be long. Brother Noel Thomas, are you there? Brother Thomas? Are you there? You can be heard. Okay, how about Valerie Elgin? Are you there? I don't know. Our sound may... Can you hear me clearly? If you can, say amen.
Amen.
Good. Good. I was wondering there for a minute. Deacon Noah, would you lead us in prayer? Deacon Noah is going to pray for something that I'm sure I would like to think it's dear to your heart. It's dear to mine. I desire to see it. I crave it. And it's the move of God's Spirit upon his people, including our assembly. So I'm going to ask Deacon Noel to lead us, and we will join in agreement by faith for God to move. We're preparing his way. That's what this is all about. Deacon Noel, would you lead us in prayer, please? Deacon Noah. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello, Pastor. Hello?
Okay, Sister Christine,
hello?
Would you go ahead and... Yes, yeah, Sister Christine, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you. Okay.
Okay, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We come this evening, Lord, thanking you for this opportunity that you have given us because of your mercy,
yes,
and your grace to come before your throne.
Father,
as we come before your throne, we come before you asking you for forgiveness for our sins, known and unknown. Father, we know that we all come short, and we ask for your forgiveness in every area of our lives right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you wash us and cleanse us in your blood one more time.
Yes,
as we come before you this evening, Lord, our purpose is to cry out and to call on you, as you have promised us that if your people who are called by your name will turn from our wicked ways and call on you and seek your face, you will heal the land. Father, in your scripture you said that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof and the world and they that dwell within.
Yeah.
And we come before you this evening, Lord,
crying out
for each other. Crying out for the nation, crying out for our children, crying out for our family, crying out for our unsaved loved ones, crying out for the country, for the government, for the president. Lord, and we
come
before you this evening asking you to intervene, Lord. Intervene in our family life, intervene in our children's lives, intervene in our life, Lord. And as we come to you, as we go through this fast, Lord, that you have ordained, we ask, Lord, that you will take us each into the inner court. Take us to higher heights, Lord, deeper depth. Lord, I ask that you open our spiritual eyes to see even the more. Open our spiritual ears to hear from you, Lord, to hear what does say the Lord.
Yes.
Open our heart with compassion, Lord, to see what is going on around us and to cry out
Lord.
For you, to stand in the gap, Lord, for our unsaved loved ones. Father, you see what is going on in the world, Lord. Man, what love has waxed cold. Father, and we ask that we, your chosen one, give us the strength to stand in the gap.
Yes.
Give us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding, Lord, to seek you, Lord. You promise us, Lord, that if we pray without ceasing, things are going to change. Father, and we are going to pray without ceasing until we see a change in family life, in our children's lives, in our spiritual lives, in our ministries, in our friends and family, on our job, everywhere.
Yes.
We would pray until we see a change, because we know that prayer changes things. And you promised us, Lord, that just at the mention of your name and the cry on your name, Jesus, 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 chains are going to be broken.
Oh, yes.
Deliverance are going to set free. Salvation is going to come forth, Lord. And we call on you this evening, Lord. On your name, Lord, that you will make a change, Lord, that you will intervene, Lord. You see what is going
on
in the government, Lord. You see what is going on in the nation,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
All the crimes and the heartless crimes towards man, towards women, towards children, Lord. We come crying out to you, Lord.
Yes.
And you to look down upon us, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. We know that your coming is near, Lord, and you have prepared us, Lord, to stand in the gap. You have called upon us, Lord,
Lord,
to seek your face, Lord. You have called upon us,
Lord,
and that is what we are doing, Lord. Father, we lift up the prayer line, Lord.
Yes.
And we know, Lord, that the enemy is not pleased, but we know that you are pleased, Lord.
Yes,
and
God.
We decree that no weapon formed against this prayer line will prosper.
Yes.
It will form, but it will not prosper. Because we know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And you have technology in your hand, Lord.
Yes,
and we ask that you loose this prayer line, Lord.
Yes.
You loose the prayer line, Lord, that every nation, everywhere will have access to this prayer line, Lord. That when the time comes for us to get on this prayer line, Lord, that your anointing will pull down every stronghold, remove every hindrance, and destroy every yoke that will come up against this prayer line. Father, we lift up Pastor Greg, Aubrey Gregory, Lord. And we know that you have ordained him for this time, Lord. I ask that you strengthen him where he is weak, Lord. That you help him, Lord, to run with the vision that you have given to him, Lord. That you will put men and women around him, Lord, that will see the vision and want to run with it also, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you open doors that need to be opened. You close doors that need to be closed. You grant him favor with you and with man, wherever he goes, whatever he touches, Lord, it will prosper. Father, I lift him up, Lord. I ask you to strengthen him, open his spiritual eyes even the more, open his spiritual ears, to hear from you, Lord. You have chosen him as a shepherd over a flock of sheep, Lord. And I ask that you anoint him to do your work, Lord.
Yes.
You have started a work in him, and you are able to finish what you have started, Lord. So I lift him up tonight, Lord, and I ask you to anoint him from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. A stronger anointing, Lord, that you, Lord, will to him,
Thank you,
would listen to you and you also. Give him a non-compromising spirit, Lord, that he would not compromise when it comes to your word and to your ministry. Father, lift up his wife, Lord. You give him that wife as a helpmate. Father, I ask you to strengthen her every side.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Place a hedge of protection round about them, Lord. That you can be angels around them, Lord. That no harm or danger will come before them, Lord. Father, I lift up the North Gospel Tabernacle, Father. And I ask you, Lord, to bind us with cords that cannot be broken. Give us a heart to serve you in spirit and in truth. Give us a heart, Lord, to want to live righteous and holy, Father. Help us, Lord, to seek you first in everything. Because you promised us, Lord, that if we seek you first and your kingdom, everything else will be added unto us. Father, we are seeking you first this evening, Lord. We are calling on you first this evening, Lord. Because we know that if We build without you. We build in vain, Father. And we are building in you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you.
We thank you for giving us the desire
to want to serve you, giving us the desire to want to live holy, to live righteous, Father.
Lord.
We thank you.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You, Lord, for sparing our lives for one more day, Lord.
Yes.
Giving us
Lord,
a,
in the name
a
of
call
Jesus.
On you, Father. In every area, Lord. Bless us, Lord.
Yes.
And keep us, Lord, as we go through this fast, Lord. I pray that you strengthen us, Lord.
Yes.
That
yes,
we will
Lord.
Come out, Lord, within victory.
Yes.
That we will come out, Lord, stronger. That we will come out, Lord, bolder.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And to go abroad, Lord, and preach your gospel. That we would go to man, woman, and child, Lord. That we would seek the opportunity, Lord, to preach your gospel. Go out in the byways and highways, Lord, and
bring
the people, Lord. Lord, we know that this is the time, Lord. This is the time, Lord, that we have to seek you, Lord. And as we have to call on you, Lord, and as we call on you, Lord, help us to know and to listen and to realize when it is you speaking, Lord. We thank you, Father.
Yes.
We thank you. And
thank
as
you,
we
Lord.
Continue on this prayer line this evening, Lord, Father, I pray that your anointing take full control, Lord.
That
you anointing take full control, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, the prayer request and the praise report, Lord, will be to your honor and your glory. Father, I ask that you answer every prayer request that came forth on this prayer line from the day it has started to now, Lord. And we know, Father, that we are waiting for the testimonies. For the testimonies that will come forth from all the prayer requests, Lord, that ever went through this line. We won't forget to praise you. We won't forget to give you the highest praise. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We ask all these
Hallelujah.
Things for the name, but the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Let's praise Him, saints. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your
Hallelujah.
Holy name.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You are Lord, your God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise your
Hallelujah.
Most awesome name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Glory and honor be to your name.
Hallelujah.
Yes, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Glory and honor
Praise
be to your name, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
We honor you. We honor
oh,
you, Father.
Lord,
you
bless your name.
Hallelujah. Your son,
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you.
Praise
the
name.
Bless
Lord.
Your name,
Praise
Lord.
Name.
We magnify your name,
thank
Lord.
You.
We glorify your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You alone are worthy. You alone
Praise.
Are worthy. You alone are worthy of all the honor and all the praise, Father.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank
Before
you.
We go on to our next prayer warrior, so to speak, is there a prayer request that one of you may have, a prayer burden that you have in your heart? We want to agree with you. This is why we are here, to be in agreement and support for God's plan and purposes in the earth. So if you have such a prayer request, if you have a prayer request, now is a good time to do it while our time is moving. It doesn't get better than this. You're having this assembly, and it's in your home right now. It's in your home. We're not there in body, but we're there in spirit, and certainly we're gathered and in the power of agreement. So we have a virtual assembly going on right now, and you may not have ever had the assembly occur in your home, Well, it is right now, so take advantage of it. So if you have a prayer request, now is a good time to speak, and you will be heard. We're all on, and you're on live. And speak up. Otherwise, if not, we will move on to our next item on the agenda. I'm going to ask Sister Valerie Elgin. I believe she may be on. Are you on, Sister Elgin? Hello? Okay. I don't hear her. All right. Brother Thomas, Noel Thomas. Brother Thomas, Noel Thomas. Can you hear me? Okay. Well, let's move on to the next person. Sister Malvina Campbell, are you on?
Yes.
You're coming in loud and clear. And
okay.
you're sounding what I consider to be a very important note. There are people that are sick and shut in, and we can think of someone that we know personally that's part of our assembly, and that's Willie Smith. I don't know. I haven't spoken to him since he's been in the hospital. I don't even know for sure if he's out. However, he's home. Well, praise God. That's a good report right there. He's home. Praise God. Well, our prayers will reach him. So let us, Sister Malvina, if you would mention his name, and then you can also pray for all of those you are aware of that are sick and shut in. And, you know, now is a good time for us to do that. So let us touch and agree on the sick and shut in, their healing and their deliverance. Sister Malvina.
Dear Lord, we come before you right now, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for all the things that you've done for us this day. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, closed our right minds and the activities of our limbs. Lord, we thank you for all the things that you've done and for all the things that you're going to do for us today, Lord. We're asking you to continually, Lord, bless us and keep us, Lord, from day to day, Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask that you touch the sick and shut in. Lord, we ask you to lay your hands upon everyone that stands in need of a spiritual healing today. Lord, we ask that you give them the strength to go through whatever the enemy puts on their bodies. Lord, we ask for the strength to believe and receive the healing according to your word. Lord, may you give them mind and faith to overcome all sicknesses and diseases. Lord, we come against all sickness that the enemy would use against us. Lord, touch our loved ones near and far. Lord, we ask for a healing for the broken of hearts.
Yes.
In the land.
Yes.
Lord, we ask that you touch our brother Willie today. Lord, we're believing you for all healing power, Lord. We're asking you, Lord, to continually bless him as you already done, Lord Jesus. We just thank you for
Lord.
It right now, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, we're counting it done.
Yes.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father, for your healing, virtue, and power through Jesus Christ to touch and heal the sick, and even those that are shut in and those that are feeling oppressed and depressed even right now, that you would just touch them. We thank you. Thank you, Sister Malvina. And once again, thank you for all of you for joining us on this prayer cast at this moment. Well, I want to try again and see if I can raise up Deacon Noel Thomas. Deacon Thomas, are you able to hear us? If you can, would you say amen? Well, I don't know. He may be on and may have a bad connection. Sound like someone has a bad connection. We can hear it. Sister Elgin, are you there? Okay. All right. Now, unless someone else has a prayer request, if you have a prayer request, our time is moving forward, and we do want to give you the privilege of voicing your prayer request. If you do have one, now is a good time to speak. But we're in this consecration, and we're in it together. And I tell you, it's an awesome time, and it's challenging. You know, the enemy doesn't like us doing what we're doing because he wants to stay in place. The prince demons want to stay enthroned. And when we humble ourselves, such as we're doing, nothing other than what happened with Daniel happens. The angel said the moment you began to pray, the answer was sent. Because you humbled yourself. And that's what we're doing. 21 days of humility and brokenness. We're humbling ourselves. That's what we're doing. We're saying, God, you take over. You be in charge. We want to be out of the way. And then God is free to move. We have given him permission. Do you have a prayer request? All right, I'm going to pray, and I'm going to ask God to move upon us in a special way. To move upon us in a special way. And I mean special. In a way that leads us further along with him, closer to him than we've ever been. Father, we thank you for this season that you've given to us, where we're consecrating ourselves to you, unto you. And you've called for that. And we are responding in humility, in brokenness. We're decided to humble ourselves before you. And we've come together tonight out of humility to call on you like Daniel did, like the nation of Judah did, so that you gave them a long season of victory, of doing your will, because they began to crave after you. And tonight we crave after you. Father, we thank you for each person that's on this prayer cast with us that could be doing something else of their own interest right now, but they've chosen to be a part of this prayer cast. They've chosen because we desire to see a shift in the heavenlies. A shift in the war, such that the people of God are victorious. Since that you placed us on this earth for this season, for this hour, so that we can walk after you. And you intend that we would seize the moment and the victory. So you've given it to us at your great expense. And we thank you, Lord, for the victory. May every household that's represented on this prayer cast tonight experience unprecedented peace and prosperity like never before, simply because of obedience, that you are so willing to show yourself strong on our behalf. So we thank you for the great testimonies that will come forth of your plan and your purpose for us and in our lives. So we thank you for the victory as we seize it on this evening. Father, we want a visitation. We do want a visitation of your presence among us. Help us. We need you. We crave after you. We want your blessing. We want you to be pleased with us. And Father, we stand in agreement with your plan and purposes, and we stand in alignment with your position. And your position is that not only we, but all should have life, and that more abundantly. Well, we stand in the gap tonight. We intercede not only on behalf of ourselves, but our families, our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers, all those that you have made, created, and placed on the timeline of history right now, that you would call to them and that they would hear your voice and come. So we thank you right now, and we bless your name. Thank you for hearing and for answering our prayers. We pray, dear Father, that there would be such a stir in the atmosphere that nothing stays the same, that everything is forever changed for your glory, for the glory of Christ Jesus, that those that are bound would be loosed from whatever binds them, whatever the yoke is. If it's substance abuse, they would lose the taste for it. They would come forth out of the woodwork to worship you, to call upon your holy name. Those that need healing would find wholeness in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
They would find wholeness. Those that are oppressed by the devils would be free from the oppression. They would become impressed with your ability to deliver them and the new freedoms that come to them. In the name of Jesus, we call it done.
Yes.
Those
Hallelujah.
That are walking around like ghosts,
thank you, Jesus.
Not knowing which way is up,
yes, Lord.
Because they are so heavily medicated,
oh, glory
by whatever
the
substance
Jesus,
is
Jesus,
that
Jesus.
They have access to. Father, we call a halt and we call a break in that thing right now in the name of
Jesus.
That right now they would come to their right mind, a sound mind in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
And that they know that they are yours, made by you, awesomely and wonderfully made.
Yes.
To worship you, Jesus. And to praise
yes,
you
Lord.
With their very being,
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. May your
Jesus.
Holy Spirit, even
yes.
now,
yes.
get through the fog of their being under the influence of whatever.
In the name of Jesus.
That through the Spirit of God, your voice will get through. And they'll
yes,
hear,
Lord.
And they'll say yes. They'll answer.
Oh, hallelujah.
Name of
yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
So that their lives would be changed
hallelujah.
For all eternity because of what
Lord.
Jesus has done to provide the liberty that he has for us. So we thank you.
Oh,
we cannot praise somebody now.
Hallelujah.
Cannot praise you.
Hallelujah.
Cause us to see that you've
hallelujah.
Answered.
Yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Jesus. Father, when we assemble on this Lord's Day, we pray that you would be in the midst in a mighty, mighty way, with anointing and power for deliverance, for salvation, for restoration, for healing, in the name of Jesus. Touch those that need it, right at the point of their need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. 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 I would love for someone to take up a prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
God has spoken to your heart. Take this opportunity to pray. Lead us in that prayer right now. It's an honor, it's a privilege to do that, to enter in, to go right to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. That's a privilege.
Glory, glory to God. Glory, just thank you, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we are glad that we have you, Lord God. And truly, oh God, it is a privilege. Oh, what a friend that we have.
Yes.
He's a friend that's closer than a brother.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Says, I am that I am, and I'll be what I will be. And I am the Lord thy God. You need him for a healer, he's a healer. You need him for a deliverer, he's a deliverer. You need him for a father, the Father, our Father, which are in heaven.
Yes.
Forever, oh God. Forever, oh God. Lord, we could search all over, but we couldn't find nobody like
Hallelujah.
You. Hello. Still couldn't find nobody like you. You are the Lord God, Jehovah, our provider. We thank you, Jehovah, Mr. Strong and
thank
mighty.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Mighty in your battle. Yes, you are the
mighty.
Glory to you. We thank you, Lord. You even say you're jealous. Yes, jealous. We will have no other God before you, nothing. Oh, God, we just give you praise tonight. Lord, we thank you for Bob, Lord God. I met a man named Bob, and he accepted the Lord as his Savior. And, Lord, I pray that you will just continue. Manifest yourself to him, oh, Father God, even though I might not see him again. But, Lord, you know where Bob is, oh, God. And, Lord, he receives you. And, Lord,
strengthen
you said all
him.
That call upon your name Lord, shall be saved, oh, Father
mighty.
God. And you said that no man can pluck him out of your hands because your hands
Lord,
are blocked, Bob. You have him in the palm of your hand. Lord, I'm asking you, oh, God, that you will provide a church that he could go to where he can be continued nourished, oh, God,
Lord.
In you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, even when you save him, you will save his whole household, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we just give you praise. We give you praise, oh God. And we thank you for this, oh God. And thank you for each one on it. And our pastor, Lord God. First lady,
Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
To God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. It's a blessing if we are able ever to see the answer to our prayer. That is a blessing. Many times we pray we will not necessarily see the answer and the response of heaven. However, it doesn't mean that heaven has not responded. Daniel could have been in doubt that for 21 days he was praying and fasting, and he didn't see the answer. However, the answer was sent the very first day. But the battle was fierce in the spiritual realm, such that the angel that was sent and dispatched with the answer was hindered and held up by the prince demon of Persia. And so that Michael, the archangel, had to come. Michael is the minister of war. And he came with reinforcements, and they overcame, and the answer to Daniel's prayer was able to be delivered. This warfare is real, very real, and we're learning how to engage in it. We're learning. We're learning how to engage in it. And the key to the victory, you know, you go to your door and you go in your pocket and you pull out a set of keys and you find that there's a particular key that fits into that lock. Not just any key. You have a whole bunch of them. Only that one key fits in there. Well, the one key here that fits in waging the war. And someday, sometime soon, I'll be able to share that the war, there are three levels to the war. I won't share that now. But I want to say this. That key fits, and the key here is humility. The angel said to Daniel, he says, from the first day that you set your mind and heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God. That was the first part of the message from the angel. He says, I want you to know from the very moment that you set your heart to seek God, that's what it means to understand, and to humble yourself. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. We are humbling ourselves. Humbling ourselves. That means, it doesn't mean that we think less of ourselves. It means that we think of ourselves less. I want to repeat that. It's not that we have to think less of ourselves. We think of ourselves less. And we did that tonight. Because you could have been doing something else. Of your own liking, of your own pleasure, you could be doing something else. But you thought of yourself less and more of what we were asked to do.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And for that, you have prayer coming into your home. Your private space, your living quarters. You have prayer coming into your home. What kind of blessing is that? And what will that produce? Just because you thought of yourself less. Praise God. Now if I sound excited, forgive me. I am. I am. I praise God for all of you that you joined us tonight. And I don't know what the blessing is. And I have to tell you in a very raw fashion, I don't care. But I'm sure there's blessing. I'm sure. You know, if someone says, you know, I got some money for you to give you, you're like, I don't care how much it is. You got some money to give me. I'm ready for it. You know, it's that kind of a thing, because God is who he is. He's faithful. He is. And I thank God for all of you. So the time is winding down. We have just a little inside of 10 minutes left on our prayer cast. And, you know, we have a broadcast slot, and so that's what we're in. So while that time is winding down, if you have an opportunity to raise and lift up a prayer request before the throne of God, while all of this powerful agreement is present, it's a powerful agreement here, and so you want to do that now if you can. So I'm inviting you to do that. Some of your lines were because of background noise levels were necessarily closed, but all of it is open. So if you want, if you're going to speak, speak now. You'll be heard.
Yes, Pastor. I have a prayer request. I would like prayer for my daughter, who would be returning from Trinidad to Virginia tomorrow. And
I forgot her name. What's her name? What's her name again?
Kellyanne.
That's it. Yeah. Okay.
She would be returning from Trinidad tomorrow to Virginia, and I just want to ask for traveling mercies for her, that she reach safely, and that everything go fine with her flight. I also have another prayer request for the Denver family.
Only get one free one.
Okay.
You only get one free prayer request. No, I'm just jesting with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, that family that visited us on New Year's Eve night.
That's Dominic and Leah.
Yeah, Dominic came. He came at the school today to get his daughter, and he is he have intention of coming to church on Sunday because he wants to come. So I just want to lift them up in prayer, him and his wife and his family, that no hindrance, that the devil will not place no hindrance to prevent them from coming to church on Sunday morning.
All right, let's lift those two requests and thank you for them. Father, we know that you are our help. Our help comes from you. That is why we call on you, and you want to call on you, call to you. Well, today, on behalf of Carrie Ann, who's traveling back to her home here in the U.S., that flight would be carried and protected by the angels, your angels.
Yes.
That no negativity, no negative force can come again that aircraft as it travels, as it takes off, travels through the air, and lands here in this region.
Jesus.
That flight will be safe from any kind of turbulence and turmoil.
Grant
passengers comfortable in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you
for
answering that prayer.
Yes.
We
yes,
have the
Lord.
Confidence
thank you.
That
in
she
advance.
Is in your hand.
Yes.
Yes,
help her to come.
Thank you in advance.
Thank you for getting her here safely and bringing her back.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
We pray. Father, we pray for Dominic and Leah and the children.
Yes.
We pray that hindrance would be in their way, no obstacle, as they come to the house to worship tomorrow.
Jesus.
To worship you.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that their hearts should be turned
towards
you.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
That they're learning that they need you, that you are a vital necessity.
Yes.
Like people
Father.
Learning so that they set their hearts on you and towards you.
Yes, Lord.
They're saving you, and you will show yourself mighty in their midst as a member on their behalf.
Yes,
that confusion and war would end, and they would have peace.
Yes,
they
yes
would
Lord.
Be
Jesus.
Their family in peace.
Yes, Father.
Just like built 45 cities.
Jesus.
Dominic will be able to spearhead the building of a 45 family.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
And that the household would be submitted completely.
Yes. In the name of Jesus.
As he submits himself to God. In the name of Jesus.
Glory to God.
Your miracle working power in that family, that in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
It is true.
Praise
you, Lord.
The name of the Lord. He answers prayers. Deacon Noel, I hear your voice.
Yes.
Would you lead us in prayer? And you are praying for what is our heartbeat, and that's that God would visit us with moves upon us in an unusual and unprecedented way. He would pour himself out. We would be so stirred and quickened that we'll not be the same after this. Would you pray? Take it, Eleanor.
Yeah, glory to God. Father, we thank you tonight, O God, for your presence. We thank you, O God, for your grace, your love, and your mercy, O God. We thank you, O God, that we can work according to your word, O God. For you're ahead of the things of the church, which is the body and the fullness of him that's filling all in all. Grandfather, move with your spirit, O God. Lord, in the leadership of the church, O God. Lord, grant, O God, that you will work in a mighty way, O God, conforming your word with signs falling, O God. Lord, as you have called and you raise up men and women, O God. Lord, for this hour, such a time as this, O God, they come into the kingdom for such a time as this, O God. Move upon their lives, O God. Lord, that they will be effective, O God, in this work, O God, that you have placed upon their hearts, O God, and in their lives, O God. Use them in a mighty way, O God. Grant, O God, in the service, O God. Lord, tomorrow you will in life be spared, O God. Lord, that you will do a great and a mighty work, O God. Lord, in the service, O God, by your spirit, O God. Lord, as needs be met according to your riches and glory, O God. Lord, you touch and deliver lives, O God, from works of darkness and ungodliness, O God. Lord, indeed, O God, you grant, O God, that hearts will respond, O God, to your word, O God. Lord, and they will see, O God, indeed you're alive, O God. You're God, and you're God of now, O God. Lord, and you're doing exceeding abundantly above all that we may ask or think, O God. Grant, O God, that your grace, O God, will be upon lives, O God. For it's by your grace that we are saved, O God. Lord, it's not ourselves, it's a gift of God. Lord, that any man should boast, O God. So have your way, O God. We believe in you, O God. Lord, for a great and a mighty work, O God, in these times, O God, for the glory and for the praise of your name, O God. Lord, we will not fail to give you the glory. We will not fail to give you the praise, O God. Lord, that all in peace will know, O God, that you're the same yesterday and today and forever the same. Lord, and there's nothing too hard and nothing too difficult, O God, for you, God, and God alone. And we give thanks. We give the praise, O God. Lord, for every request is your word and prayer, O God. Lord, that we came up for nothing but everything through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. We let our requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. We thank you, O God, for what you're going to do. We believe in you, O God. Lord, because it's still by faith, O God. Lord, and by faith we receive and we see the victory in the name of Jesus and for thy glory alone. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well,
thank you.
Praise
you. Hallelujah.
Praise
Bless. 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 Bless.
Have a blessed and peaceful night, everyone. Shalom.
Thank God.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hello?
be as a lamb.
Thank you.